Welcome back. We are beginning once again Shabbos Malkasa. We're in Chelek Aleph, and we are in the second part of Perek Gimel. We've been talking about the concept of Malchus Shemayim and the connection between Malchus Shemayim and Shabbos Kodesh. So Gilui Malchus Shemayim, the clarity of Malchus Shemayim, happens chiefly through Shabbos Kodesh. That's the purpose of Shabbos, because once the seventh day comes, everything ceases. It's shoves, and it grinds to a halt, and then we can focus on nothing else but Hashem's presence in the world. And this gives the world a new appearance in a spiritual sense. We understand it differently. We are different also, and hence the term Panim Chadashes Bo Lokan, a new face, a new appearance has come here. It's applied to Shabbos Kodesh. The Medrash says, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Panim Chadashes Bo Lokan. This has halachic ramifications as well. For example, by Sheva Brachas, although generally the rule is that one can only make the Sheva Brachas if there is a Panim Chadashes present, meaning someone who is not by the wedding, and so therefore they're a new face, and his or her presence brings joy to the Chasan and Kala, then you can make Sheva Brachas, but otherwise you can't. But on Shabbos, that isn't necessary, because Shabbos itself is the Panim Chadashes, and what that really means is that we all change so significantly on Shabbos that we are all the Panim Chadashes. Both us and Shabbos itself, the Shomer Shabbos and Shabbos itself, are a Panim Chadashes. But the 6 days of the week, they're changed as a result as well. All 6 days of the week are blessed. They're Mizbarech through Shabbos, as Chazal say. Their bracha comes to the whole week through Shabbos. And Shabbos gives them a new dimension, a new purpose and reality every week. The world was created during the 6 days of the week. But what importance or meaning is there to the hills, the mountains, the oceans and rivers, all the different life forms, the birds, insects, animals, without any ruchnius? Essentially, without ruchnius, they are darkness, they're choshech, hiding the inherent ruchnius and spirituality and godliness of the world. But when Shabbos arrives and the King of the Universe enters into the world, so to speak, or at least we can feel and recognize his presence because the distraction has ceased, then it becomes clear who created the rest of the world, who created all of the world. Shabbos is Zechel Ma'aseh Bereishis. And at that point, all of creation begins to call out Hashem's name. Hashemayim Misaprin Kavod Kel. The heavens tell us the covet, the honor of Hashem, Ma'aseh Yad of Magid Rukia, and what he created are told to us through the sky. And it is in this way that Shabbos is both the concept of Kailal that we talked about previously, and the Malchus, both of them, the Keser and the Malchus of the 6 days of creation. Shabbos infuses them with Kedusha, transforms the mundane world into a world of holiness, Kedusha, and Gilui Kvod Shamayim, so that the 6 days of the world reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence here on this world and become thereby a kli. They become a vehicle to demonstrate Kvod Shamayim here, because we recognize what they really are. And that is why it's a mitzvah to mention Shabbos and remind ourselves of Shabbos every single day of the 6 days of the week. When we say Yom, we say Hayom Yom Shabbos Kodesh, Hayom Yom Rishon Shabbos, Hayom Yom Shein Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to constantly connect each day of the week to Shabbos. And when we mention the day's connection to Shabbos, we give them meaning and we give them purpose in their position as one of the days of Shabbos, or one of the days that feed off Shabbos, that are affected by Shabbos. And then thereby they contribute to the Gilui Kvod Malchus Shemayim of that day, and they give meaning to the creation, and they give meaning to the mundanity of that day. It all is transformed into a method of displaying Kvod Shemayim. That's the connection we try to create every day of the week back to Shabbos. We never forget about Shabbos. We never stop talking about Shabbos.